So I'm here with Juno Choi, marketing manager at BSG, which supplies a lot of the ingredients that we as homebrewers use. So Juno, can you talk to me a little bit about trends you're seeing in ingredients?
Sure. Well, definitely, I think right now is we'll probably talk a little bit about hops, since it is, we just came off of the hop harvest. Definitely aroma varieties are grown more and more by farmers these days, and they're even changing the ways that they alter their kilning or their drawing to focus on that. So what we're seeing is quite a bit of explosion in terms of newer aroma type varieties that not only does BSG sell to craft breweries, but we bring them down to the home brewers as well too. In terms of malts, I'd rather say, you know, there's a lot of new crystal malts popping out. We have T50 from Simpson's Malt. That's a newer one. Plus, I think a lot of brewers these days, whether they're craft brewers or home brewers, are getting exposed to a lot of different maltsters from around the world. Say, Patagonia Malt, which is from Chile. So they use a lot of French barley varieties that they're sort of malting in a Belgian way. So really there's a lot of bevy of different ingredients now in terms of variety of whether it's crystal malts, roasted malts for home brewers to use. Yeah.
Well, that's super exciting. I know, especially from my side, going back to the hops, how long does it take for somebody to like see a new strain, develop it, come up with it, and get it into production? Like, what don't we see on the back end of that?
Well, I think you're probably not seeing a lot of the trials and test plots. You sometimes see in the news where a brewery might get some experimental hop, and that might have just been grown a year or two. But actually, there's a lot that goes in front of that. So sometimes new hop varieties may even take about 10 years before you see them on the market. So sometimes with hops, it's sort of cyclical in terms of the supply and demand too, because some hops may be hot, but it might take a while to get them established too. So
what's your favorite hop of this new hop harvest season?
You know, new ones for me that I really like, there's a Waiiti hop, which is a New Zealand hop. I like that one quite a bit. Also, Idaho 7's becoming available on the market now. Sierra Nevada's brought that hop out for, I think, their 2015 hop harvest series. So that's available now, and I think people are really digging that.
Very cool. Awesome. Well, I think homebrewers will be really interested in that, and we're really excited for the information. Thanks so much.
No problem. Happy to talk.